We continue our journey as we light the shepherd's candle. We light this candle as a symbol of purity. May the visitation of your Holy Spirit, O God, purify us that we may be ready for the coming of Jesus, our hope and joy. O come, Emmanuel. The gospel tells us in Luke 2, verses 15 to 20, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
Shepherds may not have been the best dressed or the best smelling workers of that day, but that didn't bother Jesus, for he admired their concern for their flocks. Even Jesus himself became known as the Good Shepherd because he cared about the least among us. On the night of Jesus' birth, God sent messengers to shepherds, not to kings, not to priests, not to rich merchants. After all, the Word of God is for all human beings.
Let us pray. Dear God, forgive us when we think that we are better than other people because we believe in you and they don't. Help us to hear your word and to live it daily so that by our living we may speak your word to others. Amen. Now, Lisa Derflinger will have our kids' corner. The children are invited to come down.
I love Jesus. Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
How about you?
How about you?
I love Jesus.
Yes, I do.
I love Jesus. How about you?
Amen.
So what do you guys think we're going to do today? Can you tell by looking at me? Whose birthday? Jesus' birthday. So we're going to have a little birthday party. Can everybody take a hat and pass them on? Can anybody tell me what presents Jesus got on his birthday? What? A hat? What? Does anybody remember what the wise men brought to Jesus? Gold. Gold was one of them. So I brought everybody some gold. You like gold? It's not real, but don't tell anybody. Okay, you want to take one and pass it on? You like gold? You saw real gold once? Do you think anybody sang Jesus happy birthday? No? You think we could sing him happy birthday? So that it helps all you guys remember that Jesus' birthday is coming up? Okay. Haley, you want to start us out? Can everybody sing happy birthday? Are you ready? Okay, go ahead.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you.
Good job. Did everybody get a necklace? No? Say, I wanted to do the birthday party because I wanted everybody to remember that Christmas just isn't about the gifts we get, right? Can everybody, can you pass those over to them? They didn't get any. Everybody remember that it's Jesus' birthday too, and that Christmas is about giving, okay? So in the spirit of giving, I brought everybody a party treat bag too. And there's some gold in there that you can eat, which is the best kind. It'll get in your teeth? That's okay. I think your parents will forgive me. Does anybody want to lead us in a little prayer before you guys collect change? You do?
Yep.
No? Nobody? You want to? Okay, Haley's going to lead us in a prayer today.
Dear God, Jesus is the best. When he was born, he had a...
Thank you, Jesus, for all the little miracles today, and thank you, God, for giving us your strength, your forgiveness, and your love, and help each one of these little ones, our little miracles, remember the true meaning of Christmas. Amen.